With Montana News, I'm Matt Bloise. The Gallatin County prosecutor says Greg Gianforte will plead guilty to assaulting a reporter the day before he was elected last month the state's only congressman. Gianforte will appear Monday in Gallatin County Justice Court to be arraigned and sentenced on the misdemeanor charge. The Republican technology entrepreneur reached a civil settlement with Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs over claims that Gianforte knocked Jacobs to the ground when the reporter asked him a question on May 24th. As a part of the settlement, Jacobs said he would not object to Gianforte entering a no-contest plea, meaning Gianforte would concede to the charge without admitting guilt. But Gallatin County Attorney Marty Lambert told the Associated Press today that Gianforte will plead guilty. Lambert said he will recommend a penalty to Justice of the Peace Rick West at Monday's hearing, but declined to disclose his recommendation. Gianforte spokesman Shane Scanlon has not responded to Montana Public Radio's request for comment or interview since before the election. Miners wearing old-fashioned carbide lamp helmets stood among the Butte crowd that gathered for a solemn ceremony to remember the approximately 168 miners who died 100 years ago in history's worst hard rock mining disaster. Yesterday's ceremony was held at the Granite Mountain Memorial. A moment of silence was pierced by 9 blows of the original Granite Mountain whistle, a signal that an uncontrollable fire was burning in the mine. Plowing crews in Glacier National Park are clearing the final snowdrifts from the park's iconic main road, with hopes to open it entirely within the next few weeks. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Though most of Going to the Sun Road is now open to bikers and hikers, one section just east of the Continental Divide remains buried under 15 feet of snow.
Typically the road opens sometime in June or July. We still have a little bit of work to do.
Lauren Alley is spokesperson for the park. Today, a backhoe shovels snow over the precipitous edge of the road, while a giant snowblower clears drifts from the parking lot at Logan Pass, and crews install guardrails along the road at lower elevations. Going to the Sun Road is the only road that travels through the park. Alley calls the 100-year-old artery a feat of engineering.
That it is here today and that nearly 3 million people are using the road every year is pretty incredible.
Glacier has seen record-breaking visitation levels for the past 3 years, and that's led to serious traffic and parking congestion along Going to the Sun Road. The park is drafting a corridor management plan to develop strategies to address the congestion, which will likely be released later this year. At Logan Pass, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Yellowstone National Park officials say the missing hiker they've been looking for since Wednesday has been found dead. Jeff Murphy, age 53, from Batavia, Illinois, went for a day hike on the Rescue Creek Trail on June 7th. The park initiated the search yesterday when Murphy failed to check in as expected. The search involved 8 hiking teams, 5 dog teams, 4 horse teams, and a helicopter. I'm Matt Bloise, Montana Public Radio.